Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. Joining us today in the studio is Alan Johnson, campus minister at ULM for the ULM Wesley Foundation. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Corey.
Glad you're here today. And something kind of neat coming up on campus it helps your group on campus. It's the ULM Wesley Foundation Sportsman Auction. How many years have you guys been doing a sportsman's auction?
I think this is year six, I want to say. It's been quite a few in a row, and it's turned out to be a really good event for us.
Well, we are the sportsman's paradise.
Right.
And folks will spend money on lots of things, so this is good for you. Let's talk about this. A sportsman's auction going on September the 14th.
That's right.
Where is the auction being held?
All right, so we're at Lee Joyner Church, which is just off Fink's Hideaway, kind of behind the hospital.
Kind of behind the old North Monroe, St. Francis North now,
right.
Hospital.
Right.
A $20 a fee to enter.
Right.
And you get a nice plate of food there.
Yeah, jambalaya dinner, beans, salad, bread. And then one of the cool things we have that we started doing this, I think this will be our third year to do it, we do a dessert auction. So, like, every table has a jar, and the people at your table stuff money in the jar. And we cut it off at a certain time, and then whoever, we collect all the jars, count the money, whoever has the most, then you get first pick from like 30 different desserts that we get donated from different restaurants and bakeries and stuff around here.
Well, so that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, you know?
That sounds kind of neat. Now, this is September the 14th, 6 p.m. at Lee Joyner United Methodist Church. Benefits the ULM Wesley Foundation.
Right.
A lot of people have no clue what the ULM Wesley Foundation is. So tell me about the Wesley Foundation. What is your mission?
Well, what we try to do, we're located on campus, and we're, you know, the easy thing to say is we're sort of like a church on campus, but what we talk about three words. We talk about come, grow, and serve. And so we try to be a place that's welcoming for students, that invites students in, gives them a place to come and belong, and kind of feel like it's a home away from home. And then while they're there, we challenge them to grow in their faith in Christ. And that's through worship services, and we do small group Bible studies, mission trips, and things like that. And then the third word we use a lot is serve. And so we want our students to serve while they're on campus, to serve their fellow students and to get involved in our community now. But then the bigger dream, too, is that once they graduate and leave, that they will have a kind of a serving mindset, you know, wherever they go.
And we see a lot of your students at events. We were here the other day, and they were having the prep sessions over the summer, and it's 1,000 degrees outside, and they're out there serving water to folks standing in lines here at ULM.
Yeah. That's just one of the ways that we try to help out, yeah.
Let's talk about this auction. All right, let's start in one of my favorite categories, guns.
Sure, exactly. We have a couple of different guns. One of them is a Browning XP3 it's a 6.5 Creedmoor with a Vortex scope. And so that's like our gun of the year.
That's kind of fancy.
Yeah, it's really fancy. I had to read that because I don't even know. I can't even explain it all. But basically what we're doing is there'll be 12 chances. You'll bid on a chance to be in a drawing for that gun. So there's going to be 12 bidding opportunities to get in a drawing for this awesome gun of the year thing that we're doing.
And so, then a Remington 870 shotgun.
Yeah, we've got a 20-gauge 870 that'll be adjustable stock, you know, for a kid as the kid grows. So it should be really good.
I've got one sitting right beside the bed, a good gun. Let's talk about the bow end of thing. You've got some bows and things for bow hunters?
Well, we've got a couple of different archery packages, I think, that are coming in. We don't actually have a bow, but just stuff that guys would need, like arrows and broadheads, stuff like that, you know, to kind of make a package that would be good kind of for anybody to get.
I got up yesterday morning at like 4:30, and I went to Walmart and stared at fishing poles at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So is there any cool fishing gear?
I don't think we have any gear. We might have a couple of smaller things, but we do have a couple of local trips. We have a on Wind Lake and Eagle Lake in West Monroe, like a day fishing thing there. And then we're also trying to get, in the past, the ULM fishing team has done a guided thing for us. So, yeah.
Outdoor equipment. What's in that category?
Well, we've got a chainsaw. We got an Echo chainsaw from 3B Outdoors. We have a leaf blower. from Twin City Outdoors, right, in West Monroe. Sorry about that. The steel dealer in West Monroe. And then we've got a really nice Cajun broiler that Randy Russell at Russell Moore Lumber donated to us. Yeah.
A lot of folks in the area love to hunt. So are there any of these cool hunting trips you can bid on?
We've got two for sure. We've got two different duck hunts that are sort of in the local area that are really good. And we might even have a third.
So hunting trips, fishing trips, outdoor equipment, guns, bows, some fishing stuff. What about entertainment packages? A lot of times folks like to load up and go places and do things.
We got two really good things. We got season tickets for ULM, when that comes with kind of a tailgate package with the field house, Joey Trepe. And then we've got some Saints tickets. They play the Lions in October, and we've got four Saints tickets.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a great, great couple of packages right there. Folks are out there today, and they may wonder how they can get in on this and take part. How do they find out a little more information?
All right, so you can go to, on Facebook, you can go to our, we have a Facebook page and an event for the auction, just ULM Wesley Foundation Sportsman's Auction. But also you can go to ulmwesley.eventbrite.com and you can get your tickets there.
Also a silent auction at the event as well.
We do. Several smaller things on silent auctions, some really cool items. It'll be a good night.
And monies collected benefit the ULM Wesley Foundation. This is Alan Johnson, campus minister here at ULM. If you want more information, you can visit our page, kedm.org, and we'll get you linked back to Wesley. Thanks for being here today, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Corey.
The ULM Wesley Foundation Sportsman Auction coming up September the 14th, 6 p.m. at the Lee Joyner United Methodist Church.